Craft is finding its way into many beverage industries nowadays, and also into some bottles. Whiskey, gin, and bourbon fill hundreds of bottles at Berkshire Mountain Distillers in Sheffield, Massachusetts, destined for liquor store shelves in some 20 states. On this day, the company's 8 employees got a hand bottling from a fan who just happens to be the state's governor.
I had literally been at a friend's house a few months ago, and they had the vodka and gin at their house. And I said, geez, I've never heard of those guys. I'll have to make a note that if I'm out in the area to go pay them a visit.
Governor Charlie Baker recently toured the distillery during a trip to Western Massachusetts. The visit came on the heels of a new law allowing craft brewers and distillers to have open tables and serve cocktails or beer on site.
Well, this industry's already growing quite well in Massachusetts. I mean, we have an extraordinary number of craft brewers of all kinds of things. We have craft wineries, we have craft distilleries, we have craft breweries. And obviously, you know, we also had two of the originals in Sam Adams and in Harpoon. And they are literally dotted all over Massachusetts. And what I love about them is it's local grow, local employment, local consumer for the most part. I mean, it's a wonderful example of creating value in product that sort of never leaves the neighborhood. And in some cases, the reach associated with some of these companies has gotten pretty big.
Berkshire Mountain Distillers CEO Chris Weld says the new law allows them to better compete with larger distillers that dominate the market.
So for us, the biggest problem is finding a way to get our product out for people to try. So for them to be able to have the opportunity to come in and actually have a cocktail with it and try it, then the idea is that they say, wow, this is really something special. And they, you know, bring home a bottle, or they tell their friends, or when they're back at their house in New York or wherever it may be, they end up, you know, buying our spirits the next time.
With the new license, Baker became the first customer to enjoy a cocktail with Weld.
So starting the week after Labor Day on Thursday and Friday nights, we're going to be open from 5 to 7-ish selling cocktails here. So it's going to be a short window. People are going to come in. They're going to be able to buy a cocktail with our spirits. And then we'll farm them off to local restaurants to eat.
With a biochemistry background, Weld spent about 20 years working in emergency rooms. Living in California and having grown up in Westchester, New York, he moved to the Berkshires about 12 years ago.
Bought an apple farm. It had a historic spring on the farm. The waters were touted as being the best in the world, and so we had the spring and this fruit, and it seemed like a natural transition to make booze.
In 2007, Weld opened Berkshire Mountain Distillers on his Sheffield farm. 2 years ago, it reopened with a tasting room and retail space on Route 7. That led to more exposure, like being ranked the number one craft gin by the New York Times.
When we first started, we were farm distiller number 4. We since have moved to this location, and when I re-upped 2 years ago, we were farm distiller number 21. So it's a growing industry.
With a greenhouse and gardens on site, Berkshire Mountain Distillers grows many of the botanicals for its cocktails. Weld says the company's products sell regionally, as well as in California, Georgia, and Florida.
We've had a lot of great ventures with other groups. I've done a lot of work with Sam Adams. Just started midway through what's called the Craft Brewers Whiskey Project, where we're making whiskey from beer from 15 different brewers, 6 of them in Massachusetts, 1 from Maine, 1 from Vermont, 1 from New Hampshire, 1 from Connecticut, a few from New York. So we're doing a lot of interesting stuff.
Weld says supporting one's backyard while maintaining an open mindset is part of Berkshire Mountain Distillers' purpose, conveyed by the saying, "Think globally, drink locally," on the back of the company's shirt. He says the business helps keep dollars local without sacrificing product quality.
So I think it's just a big picture viewpoint of the world with a little local tenderness.
Reporting from Sheffield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.